both. I keep on hearing police have caught me, but they won't fix me just yet. I have laughed when they look so clever. Talk about being on a white track. That joke about weather apron gave me wheel fits. I'm down on the oars and I shan't quit whipping him till I do get buckled. Grand work with a last job. I gave a waity no time to squeal. How can they catch me now? I love my work and I wanna start again. You will hear of me with my funny little gains. I saved some of the proper wet stuff in a ginger beer bottle of the last job to wipe with, but it went thick like glue and I can't use it. Red ink is fit enough, I hope. The next job I do, I shall clip the lady's ears off and send him to the police officers just for Joey, wouldn't you? Keep this well back till I do a bit more work and give it out straight. My knife's so nice and sharp, I wanna get work right away. If I get a chance, good work. Yours truly, Jack the Whipper. Don't mind me giving me trade name away. P.S. Wasn't good enough to post this before I got all the red ink off me hands. Curse it. No work yet. They say I'm a dollar now. To divide, dissect, and open that case one more time may shed sunlight on the ID of Mason. The square, as a rule, is not on the level of a totally honest and upstanding government, either in the UK or USA. Jack should know, since he served Her Royal Majesty as personal physician and may have known His Majesty more than he let on as planner. Inspector, have you had a good look at these letters? There seems to be three distinct hands at work.
Well, yes, sir, I have, and I've come to the conclusion, sir, that indeed there are three hands at work. You see, it's funny you should mention it, because when I was at the last crime scene, there was a message scrawled on the wall next to the victim's body, and the message said, "The Jewies are not the men who will be blamed for nothing." And sir, I have been to the library and I have done research, and the three Jewies refer to Jibbalah, Jibbalo, and Jibbalum, who, according to Freemason lore, were the three assassins of the architect of King Solomon's temple. His name was Haram Abiff, and they confronted him in the temple of Solomon and asked him to reveal the secrets of the third degree, the secrets of the Master Mason, and when he refused, they cordoned off the exits of the temple and administered three blows, one to each temple and a final fatal death blow to the middle of the forehead, which took him down. And you see, sir, I believe that the Masons are behind these killings. And do you have a theory, Inspector, on who or what is the reason for these killings? Yes, sir, I have given that some thought, and I do have a theory. Would you care to share it with us, Inspector? Yes, sir, you see, the rumor has it that the Queen's grandson, Prince Albert, had an illicit affair with a prostitute in the Whitechapel district, sir. And in order to keep this on the hush, sir, the Queen employed her own family physician, a higher degree Freemason, to take care of things, sir. I know it's appalling, sir, to think that something so untoward could take place at the highest level of the British establishment, but you see, this is the true story, sir.
Don't may save one, that there'll be seven. Seven little olds begging for a shoeing. One's dazing and a giggle, then there's a killing. Six little olds quit to be a wife. One size up to jack, then there are five. Four and four, wine a white. So do Twee and me. I'll set the town away if there are two little oars shivering with white. Seek a cozy doorway in the middle of a night. Jack's knife flashes, then there's but one, and the last one's the wipest, for Jack's like the old phone.